to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado state legislative session ended Wednesday. The lawmakers' last big fight was over a bill to increase penalties for fentanyl dealers and users. That bill also includes new money for treatment and efforts to prevent overdoses. Two bills designed to help residents of mobile home parks passed in the House this week after already passing in the Senate. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
One bill on the way to the governor would require mobile home park owners to give residents up to 4 months to buy the land under their mobile homes. If the park converts to another use, there will be moving assistance. Bill co-sponsor Andrew Baeznecker was sorry to lose another provision that would have capped lot rent increases at 3%.
We had to remove lot rent stabilization from the bill in order to protect the other critical pieces that were included therein.
The second bill will create a pool of up to $35 million in state seed money for loans to help residents buy their parks. Both bills are awaiting the governor's signature. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A Defense Department report affirms the decision to move U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Alabama. Colorado's political leaders asked for the Pentagon investigation. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The report looked at how the process for selecting the future home of Space Command was facilitated, and it says based on those criteria, Huntsville, Alabama came out on top. But Colorado's congressional delegation says a second unreleased investigation from the Government Accountability Office will show problems with the methodology of the process as a whole. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, all along the Front Range. A windy day today. Fire danger warnings from Pueblo through Colorado Springs and into the Denver area. It's going to be a little warmer across the state tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.